Jess in with you this morning. Now, as we all know by now, some fresh COVID restrictions came into place over the weekend for all of New South Wales, including us here in the Upper Hunter. We've seen over the weekend that police are not hesitating to hand out fines for those who are caught flouting the COVID rules that are now in place. To give us some details this morning on those restrictions and how it affects us, Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman joins me. Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you.
Now, these fresh restrictions that came into place from 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, take us through what restrictions we must be adhering to here.
Well, the main issues for regional New South Wales, in particular, you must wear masks at all indoor non-residential venues. So anytime you're outside the home, but indoors, you need to wear a mask. Really important that we're compliant with that. And obviously, as people become used to that, it will be more commonplace. But we'll certainly have police out there in our, you know, shopping areas and things like that, making sure people are compliant with that. The other big one for regional New South Wales is having no more than 5 visitors at home. Obviously, we haven't been subject to those limitations for some time, but those are back in place now. So no more than 5 visitors, and that's including children at someone's home. And of course, we've reverted back to that 1 per 4 square metre rule. So obviously, during as things restrictions were eased, we went back to a 1 per 2 square metre rule, but that's been increased again to 1 per 4 square metre rule.
Yeah. And looking at dance studios and gyms as well, they're limited back to those 20 people per class, and you must be wearing a mask in those situations as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, just limiting those numbers means there's more space for people to undertake that activity, and sometimes those are indoors, so it's really important that they're compliant with those. The other big key thing, obviously, as well, if you have been to Greater Sydney since the 21st of June, you are subject to the stay-at-home order with the 4 essential reasons for leaving home, and that is to conduct essential shopping for medical purposes, for essential work purposes, or for exercise.
A couple questions just to clarify the mask restriction type of thing. If you're walking outside, say, for instance, I'm walking from my office, I can take my mask off to walk down the street and then put it back on if I'm walking into a cafe or a shop?
That's correct. If you're outdoors, generally speaking, you don't have to wear a mask. The only exception to that is what we call a controlled outdoor event. So that's an outdoor event where there are COVID plans in place, where mask wearing is still required, even though it's outdoors.
Yep. And we know there's restrictions on exercise for Greater Sydney. For us here, if we're exercising outside, not in a gym setting, do we have to wear a mask, and are the numbers limited?
No, you don't have to wear a mask. We don't have limits on that in terms of those outdoor settings at the moment.
Yeah. Now, we did see over the weekend that a family from Sydney came to Denman absolutely, blatantly flouting the rules.
That's right, and it's just so disappointing. These rules are fairly simple rules, and they're being put in place to protect the community, and in particular regional New South Wales, where we haven't seen any significant outbreaks, certainly more recently. And we had a 56-year-old male, a 22-year-old female, and a young 13-year-old who came from one of those initial 4 LGAs where they were had lockdown or stay-at-home restrictions in place late last week, who still travelled to Denman to participate in a horse event. And obviously, there was no excuse for that. And we simply took the necessary action, which was to issue infringements to both of the adults for non-compliance with the stay-at-home rules, as well as not wearing a face mask.
There's a pretty strong message from regional New South Wales that if, you know, someone from Sydney does come into our regional areas, that people aren't going to hesitate to call Crime Stoppers, which is what happened in this situation.
Certainly in this situation, that's what has happened. But across our entire district over the course of the weekend, police responded to numerous calls from concerned residents in relation to people who they thought perhaps were non-compliant with COVID restrictions.
Wow. So if you are caught flouting the rules, those fines, just take us through what you could possibly be fined with if you do not follow the rules.
If you don't follow the rules, particularly in terms of their stay-at-home order, those fines are $1,000. and non-wearing of masks is the other more common one, and that's a $200 on-the-spot fine.
Yeah. Well, Upper Hunter, if we all just follow the rules and do the right thing, we'll get to July 9 and we'll be fine.
That is the plan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
No problems at all.